Hello, everyone. Welcome to the October 21st, 2018 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for October 21st to October 28th and beyond? But before beginning, a little reminder to viewers to please help out covering the costs of keeping this weekly report going. You can show your appreciation for this work by clicking on the link at the end of the video to make your donation. Thanks. First item for this week. It's the middle of the lunar cycle. That means time for the full moon. The full moon will be on Wednesday, October 24th, at 7 degrees, sidereal Aries. This will be an unusual full moon because it is in near exact conjunction with Uranus, the planet of freedom, rebellion, eccentricity, unexpected events, together with all that full moon energy. Note, too, that Uranus is retrograde, which makes it stronger and more erratic than usual. And it's in Aries, a sign that likes to make things happen. Sounds pretty exciting. In astrology, the moon is the seconds hands of the cosmic clock. It frequently provides the kick that sets things off. Now note that opposite to the full moon and opposite to Uranus is retrograde Venus. Venus and the Moon-Uranus combination are mutually influencing each other, exchanging energy. So, the significations of the planet of romance and pleasure, agreements and advisors, costs and value, is having a relationship with the planet of sudden events. Looks like a lot of excitement. Well, except that Venus is retrograde, which may alter the outcomes a bit. Retrograde planets are strong, but simultaneously not operating normally. In other words, unreliable. By the way, during the next couple of weeks, Venus becomes more exactly opposite to Uranus. The exact opposition is on October 30th, when both will be at 6 degrees of their respective signs. Also, note that at the end of the month, Venus will be simultaneously at the midpoint, in other words, exactly square, to the moon's nodes, Rahu and Ketu. This is another major stress factor for Venus. So, Venus is heading into a pattern this week that is only going to get more intense, manifesting as anything from broken agreements to rebellious females. Mercury will change signs on Friday, October 26th, leaving Libra and entering Scorpio. By doing so, Mercury leaves the company of Venus and now joins up with Jupiter. Mercury is the planet of the rational mind and communication, therefore facts and information, speech and writing, and, therefore, the media. Scorpio is the sign of secrets and investigations, and Scorpio is very intuitive. It's a great combination for all the Sherlock Holmes types. Scorpio is passionate and likes to have and use power. Again, Mercury is ideas and reasons. So, we have a combination that enhances the power of ideas and reasons and their passionate expression in the media. While in Scorpio, Mercury, the planet of facts and information, teams up with Jupiter, the planet of faith and belief and optimism. This planetary pattern means putting a lot of faith in facts and data. It's also the planet of truth combined with the planet of information. So, getting to the truth and verifying the facts. And this is all happening in the sign of secrets and investigations. So you can see where this is leading. Mercury will be spending an extra long time in Scorpio because next month, in the middle of November, it will start a retrograde period, which will keep Mercury in Scorpio and with Jupiter until New Year's Day, when it will then move on in the zodiac and enter Sagittarius. So, 2 months of Mercury plus Jupiter in Scorpio. This should be interesting. Another thing that is happening this week is that Venus is getting close to the Sun, and therefore becomes combust. When a planet traveling in the zodiac gets so close to the Sun that we can't see it, neither in the morning before sunrise, nor in the evening after sunset, it's called combust the Sun. As the term implies, its significations get burnt up by the overwhelming energy of the Sun. As you might surmise, this is not so great for what the planet represents. Venus in particular, being the symbol of the young maiden, wants to be seen. So, in astrology, not being able to see Venus is considered to be bad. Venus is the planet of value. When we can't see Venus, it's harder to see the value of something. It's bad for another reason. Venus is the planet of guidance. Travelers in the ancient world, moving through the desert at night, used Venus as a beacon. Therefore, when we can't see Venus, we are without guidance. Now, as it happens, Venus is also in a retrograde period, so Venus significations aren't quite normal anyway. The combination of Venus retrograde and combust means that Venus is totally in the toilet for the next couple of weeks. Venus will be within 6 degrees of the Sun until October 30th. After that, we'll be able to see it again when it will reappear in the east before sunrise as the morning star. And now, before leaving, a short pitch for donations. It does take a lot of time and effort to put these videos together. A big thank you to those who have been helping out. You can show your appreciation for what this YouTube channel does for you by donating a few bucks to the cause. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks. And until next week.